God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' name we have worshipped. As the choir began to minister, I was praying along, and the Lord told me to stop praying. And what he said was, bury yourself again in me. So, a large part of that song, I didn't hear it. But the Lord said three things to me. I'll start with the last. He said there will be miracles in government. Yeah. The median thing he said to me was that there will be remarkable changes in our nation before the end of 2022. Okay. Now the first thing he actually said to me, which I believe him. He said, son, there will be, let me put it the way he said it. He said, the change that you desire need not come with a new government. So he said to me, don't put your eyes on 2023. He said, for before the new president comes in, this nation will already begin to change. Amen. I perceive that why God is saying that is because he doesn't want any man to share his glory. I want you to come into a posture of thanksgiving. It could be a song, it could be in prayers. Just go ahead and give God thanks. One of my signs that this labor in prayer has been hitting the bull's eye is that this body has suffered all kinds of attacks. All kinds. Oh, Rahaki Koma. Esoto conteste vehatomi cobra de kitaba. Elinos toteans, mavonote, turia havastabova, atele, somatuata, tabocometa cabaita. Igame bocaba, socaben besico, batata, etutariati lote, bevino, sopeta. Botai, bilatwa tatamo benatwai. Kebeno suki amakabo. Lebo kambevi sataba. Lego moto kablandoria palataba. Bishetele bumenosia bompesi vina tomba. Rataba mohobi sabano situpeta sabalova ratomataba. Abikababa bekambi bagababo kobota lebra boka subatabi kabambe akometa abu bakalo sebuluki ataba emuvina kwante kabarabo sote ekabambota Oh, we give you thanksgiving. Soma kamote sakumra hiva hatabo kagu zahazuza kakata balabekobi intarias kahado. We thank you. That walk our nation. Lord, we give you thanks. We see your hand already on the sea. I know your people may just be looking out for peace, but we know that when you come, what first happens is turbulence. We see the turbulence on the political scene, and we are grateful. We are they who can recognize the cloud the size of a man's hand, because we know that the rain will fall. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayer. You may be seated. I'm going to pray, but I want to finish my first sharing. because it's the final week of our labors. Quickly, I want to appreciate everyone who has held the fourth when myself and my family have been away. The Lord bless you. Let me confirm that there is good in this nation. There is good in this nation. And there are rewards in this nation. I want you to listen to me very well. I'm adding the second one because the Lord is flashing the scripture in my heart. There is good in this nation. The good is not for those who pray. The reward is for those who pray. Are you with me? So there is a reward for our current labors in prayer, but there is good in this nation. It is possible that you pray, you get rewards, but you don't get the good because there is a requirement to possess the goodness. The Bible says, if ye be willing and ye be obedient. So prayer labors does not unlock the good in the land. It does not convert it to you. You have to be willing. So the prayerful must also be willing. It means you must be yielded. The prayerful must also be obedient. That's what brings that double fold increase. That you touch the good and then you also fellowship with the rewards of prayer. My cry to God is that we'll not miss any. I'm going to start out tonight sharing with us so that we can pray because we need to pray. It's the final week. Okay. My son is in the house, so I cannot. Well, come. I had to stop when I walked in to hug him because I cannot bypass him. It's good to have you around. Anything you want to beg God that he should do so that I'll be seeing his face, beg God. I won't say more than that. We have not had time to sit to talk, but I trust Jesus. So pray along with me that when we finish our discussion, things will go my way. Amen. The Lord bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Seeing Lamide strengthens me. I won't say more than that. I appreciate everybody, but seeing Lamide strengthens me. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to share with us briefly on the hidden templates of nations. The hidden templates of nations. Then I'm going to go into the subject of the day. Probably tomorrow, because I really want us to pray on Tuesday. Probably tomorrow, I will share on the concluding part of this sermon, and I've titled it, The Priesthood of Nation Building. The Priesthood of Nation Building. But want to use Israel as a template to see the dynamics of the priesthood that built the nation of Israel. I believe that before the prayers are over, we will still need to revisit that subject again. So I'll do a part one tomorrow, and then later I will come to do a second part before we're done. Now we're supposed to close on Thursday, but we didn't start in the evening. So it means we'll close on Friday morning. Okay. My big brother in Lagos, the Reverend Austin Opore, says that when we travel, we should give a brief report. So I'm going to do that in 5 minutes. I had the opportunity to minister in two places. On Wednesday night, I was in Enugu. They say it's not Enugu, it's Enugu. So I was in Enugu. I was in for an Anglican youth fellowship meeting. It was Start Advance. And it was an opportunity to preach away from the norm, because I didn't sound too much like me because of the burden they had. The meeting was to push forth two burdens. Secondarily, it was the burden to advance the kingdom. Secondarily, it was based on the understanding that the reason why God advances men is that he wants to advance his kingdom. So we must look deeply into how God advances men, or what participation men put into advancement. So what I did was to start with the secondary body, and I preached a sermon titled The Strategies for Advancement. There were four major things that I pushed. They are simple things, but anybody who wants to advance must walk through these lines. Because of the very deliberate workings of the Holy Spirit in my life, there are certain things I'm being licensed to teach. Things that I have practiced, so that people don't think that this is what it looks like, and they don't know that this is what it is. I gave 4 points, and I'm trusting God that the sermon is good, because they had issues with recording power one of those nights. There are 4 things that everyone who wants to advance must do. And if you are fortunate to be in the kingdom, you must labor first to hear the voice of God. If you are God deaf, then you have no future in the kingdom. Labor to hear the voice. Abraham was my template. So it was first Abraham, the communicator. That was the first phase of Abraham. Second strategy to advance is that you must obey the voice that you hear. So we came into Abraham, the obedient. The third strategy is that you must envision accurately the future that God is bringing you into. In envisioning that future, you must picture it, you must speak it, and you must rehearse it. You must picture it, you must speak it, you must rehearse it. You will have felt that Abraham settled for the promised land until you go into Hebrews to find out that there was another picture that he saw. And because of the picture that he saw, he could not build any permanent structure in the land that God promised him. You must envision it, you must speak it, and you must act it, you must rehearse it. So if God is sending me into ministry, there are private actions I must take. I can rehearse preparing sermons. If God is sending me to be a worship leader, I must rehearse the life of worship until the energies come into it. If God is sending me to be an educator or to be an influencer, because there will be influencers amongst us, whether deliberately or accidentally, these things must be rehearsed. And then the final point that I gave them is that you must pay a sacrifice. There is a cost to advancement. Nothing moves if energy is not involved. And so just like it happens in the physical realm, it happens in the spiritual realm. So I raised prayers, and I saw that they were not praying at the level I wanted them to pray. So I had to stop them, to warn them that some of you came to this meeting because there are things that are obstructing you. And I had to tell them, because that was the picture that I caught, that the people that are obstructing you are killing their children to obstruct you. But you sleep at 8 o'clock and you wake up at 8 a.m. The people that are fighting you are not sleeping. But you that is being fought, under the weight of the battle, you can still comfortably close your eyes. You may be on one spot. That God determined it does not mean that it will find expression. There are strategies that a man must take. I spent my last 2 sessions, because it was a back-to-back ministration. I had 5:30 to about 8 o'clock. And then I started at 8:20 again and took to like 10:30. And then woke up the second morning because we couldn't get a flight to get me to Lagos. I was to minister at the Citadel Global, what's it? Citadel Global Community Church. That's Pastor Tunde Bakare's teens retreat. It was an awesome time yesterday. It was an awesome time. I told my wife, I said, when they opened that building, I dreamt of preaching inside the Citadel. It's a masterpiece. And without manipulation, cheap. Shall follow Jesus. Yesterday I ministered on the subject that I may know him. I began with the subject foundations of knowing God. And what I marketed was a gift. That there is a gift that every believer possesses, a gift that cancels out their excuse of the inability to know God. And that gift is the gift of eternal life. It's a gift of access. Jesus began to speak to his disciples in John chapter 17 from verse 2. He said, as thou hast given me power over all flesh, that I may give eternal life unto everyone. Somebody say everyone. Sorry. To as many as thou hast given me. So the blowout in the meeting was that we acted that thing. There was a young man, I made a small friend who is in SS1. His name is Christopher. I told him to speak. It was a large hall. Very many of them. Speak to everybody. Now Christopher shouted hallelujah, but few people could hear him. He talks like me. And so I acted as Jesus. And Christopher was the one that God gave to me. And so what I did was to give him my microphone. And when he said hallelujah again, everybody could hear. He wants to get in contact with the people. He cannot. But with the microphone, he's not going to do anything differently. He's still going to function normally, but now he functions by amplification. We are not saying that in accessing God, you will call God fresh names. You used to call him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but when you did not have eternal life, you were cut off from being able to access him. What Jesus came to do in eternal life was to give you a gift of access, because he defined it by saying, this is eternal life, that they may know. The knowledge begins by intimacy, and then intimacy furnishes mental knowledge. So everyone who has received the gift of eternal life can access God to the degree that they want to access him. The much of God that you know is the much of God that you want to know. Are you with me? So when I came in the evening, I shared on the four channels of spirit engagement. They are the things that I've been sharing here. But we have to draw me deeper. We have to draw me deeper. Praying, studying the word, sound engagement, and much fasting. I gave a warning that I will need to give so that I can run. If you listen to the wrong sounds, your spiritual life will have issues. I need to say it. There is no song currently now as a secular song. There is no song currently that is as spiritual. When you add A to a word, it brings it into a neutral position. There is no song that is as spiritual. The lyrics may be philosophical, but if the spirit that created the music is not God, your prayer lives will die. All kinds of strange things will happen to you. It has been proven. The one who wants to pursue after the Christ must take a side, and you must take it deliberately. Let everybody know that you are on this side. Have I come to recommend people to listen to? The answer is no. If you are led by the Spirit, you will be drawn towards the things of the Spirit. When you are easily drawn towards the things that are not of the Spirit, it means that another spirit has started leading you. I know sometimes, I don't know if Jay-Z is still alive. Is he still alive? Jay-Z, there's a singer like that. Sometimes Oh, back then, he used to do philosophical songs. If you claim that you are inspired by Jay-Z, you are not one of us. Are you getting my point? Yes. If it is Pasuma that gingers you, you are not one of us. Because if he claims to be inspired by God, if you watch his videos, you know that it's not God that is inspiring the videos. You see the dances, you see the clothes that they wear. The church in this, if we want a new nation, we must be deliberate. I announced to us a few weeks ago, you see, even in the recovery of our nation, there are three sides. There is the side of the enemy, there is the side of God, there is also our side. And our side is the weakest of the three. It will be, our nation will be sorted spiritually. I'm not saying our nation will be sorted by prayer. I said our nation will be sorted how? Because if you study the operations of Moses, you will find out that Moses had more capacity in the spirit than prayer. That's what I want to share tomorrow. The priesthood of nation building does more than pray. It does more than fast. It does more than prophesy. Do you know that all the legal codes that Israel lived by was Moses that brought it? The structure of that nation was downloaded by a spiritual man. I'm saying that every aspect from education to economy to government, the church must begin to download those templates or we are going nowhere. Our economy was shaped in God. An unbeliever cannot get it out of God. It's the church. That's what Dr. Gwely does for a living. That when we have prayed, you will listen. There is a sound that will stare people in the hearts of righteousness. You must sit long enough until you can hear it. Are you with me? So, when we have finished praying, we just start walk. Those who are into acting, they are drama presentations that will correct people's mindsets. It will be infused by the spirit, so it will be so attractive because it will be priesthood born. The people in the fashion world, there are things that you will begin to create so that our nation will look differently. Those who are in the architectural sector, we need to download designs. Everyone will begin to move by the spirit. Because Bezalel was inspired not to prophesy. It was to bring down a blueprint. So we will have littered on the landscape men of skill by the anointing. That's what changes a nation. We have politicians who are anointed. We have governors who are anointed. It's at that point that a Christian in government will begin to matter. Because he knows what to do. He hears God as to how to rule. So check your neighbor, there's work. So we are not of those who pray and walk away. In our own little spheres, we want to bring in templates from heaven. There's a lot of work to be done. And we'll do it together. So it's not like some of us will pray. And some people will go to work. In the days of Nehemiah, they were two-handed in operation. They were fighters, they were also builders at the same time. I'm saying the people who were fighting were also the ones who were building. That's how a nation is altered. So we are responsible and we will trust Jesus to keep moving from one layer of responsibility to the other one. Genesis chapter 2 verse 1 to 5. The hidden templates of nations. We will pray once I close this particular one. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Yes, for the way. Nakaka yasuke kitaka. Therein. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, not the work. There was a labor in participation so that creation could find expression. But the Bible says that on the seventh day, the divine aspect was perfected. God ended his work which he had made. The word made there is the word established. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had established. When God finishes his work, he rests. Until you finish your work, you must not rest. And the proof of finishing is captured in the reality of this verse. It is the establishment of what you are doing. Quickly, understand that creation finds fullness without visibility. A creator does not need to do anything visible before his job is finished. So do you want, in your vocation, we call you creative, not because a garment has appeared, but because you have become a master of conceptualization. You can give us a picture in your mind. Talk where it's good to see. God bless you. The picture in your mind is complete. I can give you the picture of what an accurate sitting room is like. It's in my head. I don't have it yet, but it's in my head. What the chair arrangement is supposed to look like. How many TVs are supposed to be in a proper sitting room? It's not one. Is not. How many windows are supposed to be there, and the kind of windows? These African windows are too short. Yes. That's why we use a lot of power, even in daylight, to light our houses. The normal window is supposed to be very long, so it allows maximum sunlight. Are you with me? Long enough that if you break the glass, you can climb out of it. I have a picture in my head. I don't have it in my hand. And so you may think that I am not productive, but creative work is productive work. God's job in birthing what he had in mind was to operate as a creator.
So as we began to pray, we were receiving concepts from God, and those concepts were being downloaded as promises or prophecies. This is what I will do. This is what I will do. You see, when God finishes communicating like that, He goes to rest, because His communications are proof of creative activity. In this house, we have become accustomed to quoting from Psalms chapter 119, verse 89. It says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It means God speaks from a settled position. He does not communicate until He has ended what He's doing. He really doesn't give progress reports. You say, okay, this is how far I have prepared Nigeria, and this is how far we go. No. He stands at the end of His work, then He declares the beginning of that work in time. That's what happened in 2 Genesis, if you want it like that. Or Genesis chapter 2. It's 2 Genesis. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. So God rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had established or founded. Verse 3. And because it was the day of God's rest, God blessed the day. I want to make sure we enter that second psalm, because I'm very inspired. You see, the hand of the Lord will rest upon you very strongly in this season. Let's do our service. The choir was awesome today. Please, let's celebrate the choir. I guess maybe Jibola got offended because I'm on your group, but I'm silent. Yes, I'm on your group, but I'm silent. When I saw that first song that you took, did I write it on the group? Okay, good. So I said, this song does not agree with the sermon for Sunday. And then he prepared another one. Was it you I chatted back privately now? Okay, you now chatted me up, you sent me the song, and I said, every service has a spirit. Every service. A spirit essence. Let me put it that way. It's not another Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit with a particular emphasis. And so the labor of those who pray, the labor of those who lead us to worship, who minister in one way or the other, is to find the emphasis of the Spirit. So that if we find the emphasis, we can gift Him a vehicle to ride into the service. So that was a good delivery by the choir. Please help me celebrate them. I've said that twice, so that in the day they don't pick it, I will have a legitimate right that they shall say it once. That was awesome. So I don't want to minister like I feel it, but my head is anointed. I know it. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. So there were two operations that find expression when God has finished His work. Everything, the season of the rest of God is blessed. He did not bless the seventh day by sanctifying it. He blessed the seventh day, and the word blessing there in more expressive terms is the word empowered. What He did was to give potential to the seventh day. A potential to be able to yield according to all that was invested in it. It was a founding day, a day of establishment. And so the expectation that the things that God spoke about will happen was captured in the reality of the seventh day. Since creation, we have been living the seventh day. Are you with me? We don't know how long the first, second, well, some people say it was a 24-hour day. I don't know. The Bible said evening and morning, the first day. Didn't it say evening and morning, same day? Are you getting what I'm saying? It didn't say evening and morning, same day. I know it doesn't take long to say, let there be light. Are you with me? We don't know if God spoke consecutively for 6 days. when you are studying scriptures, you need to be careful. We don't know if God said, let there be light, and he didn't speak for another earth year. Because days in God are not counted in time. They are activity days. So, essentially, there were six activity days. And if the seventh day is this long, we don't know how long the sixth day was. We don't know if he said, let us make man. And then he will go to sleep. And comes back and says, in our image. We have had about 36 days of praying, of receiving. All of those days are one day. Because there are days, it's a day of intercession. It's also been a day of prophecy. But it's not one day. Are you getting me? I'm just trying to help your mind. So that if God wants to speak to you, you understand that what you hear on Monday may not be all that he's saying. And if God says something to you in January and comes to conclude it, that same thing in December, that year was one day. It was a day of divine communication. Are you with me? So you mustn't be in a hurry. You cannot calibrate the activity of God with time, because it doesn't operate in time. That's the wisdom of God. So God may begin to say something and the enemy begins to move. And then you're afraid that, oh God, you have said this thing, I see doing this thing. If you wait, you'll find out that by the time he concludes his statement, earth will begin to yield, because until he rests, there is no productivity. The blessing does not come until he has fully rested, when he has fully downloaded his picture. That's where I'm going. So the seventh day is empowered to yield along the lines of divine communication. But he not only empowered the day, he also sanctified the day. It means he set apart his seventh day. So we are in a season that is set apart. You cannot set apart a day and set it apart in isolation. I want to announce that this seventh day was set apart unto God. It is God's day. Day six was the day of man. And when I'm sharing this thing so that we will understand the tools that we have. Intercession is more legal than social. So you can stand your ground and say, Lord, you have perfected your work. God's dream for Nigeria came in those creation days. It means his plan for us is resting. Our prayers are not trying to create anything. Our labor is in recovery. Stay with me so that we can pray. Because the day was sanctified, it was a day that was made clean. It was a day that was made void of impurities, of things that were contrary. Because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So he conceptualized and established. If you want to know what you should say in the day that God summons you to labor for a land, to labor for a family, you will need to have two kinds of knowledge. You will need to know the knowledge of the creation, and you also need to know if what was created has been established. Let me give us a simple example. I'll still use the people that sew. Isaac, you have how many yards, how many trousers does it take you to sew? Because, you know, my trouser is not your trouser. That's what I mean. No, full cloth. Yeah? Six. You can't use six trousers. Are you Goliath? Six yards. Okay, you know, I can't use 6 yards. It should be too much for me. But I'm saying that you now bought 6 yards. You took it to a tailor. The tailor now, you know, they chalk the clothes, right? And they cut it. You now come and say, what you wanted was a traditional way. You know, say, his shirt I want to sew. Can you use that same material? Can you use that same material? If you are a master, you will walk yourself around it. But you see, if the cloth has been sewn, they have whipped the edges, they have cut off the excesses. This is my question actually. When they have chalked it, before they cut and join, can you reverse the design? But if it has been cut and they are joining it, it means the cloth is finding establishment. It becomes difficult to undo what has been established. But if it is still in creation, it means you can manipulate it. The church knows that the kingdom of darkness knows that the church, based on the New Testament expression of the church, we are co-laborers with God. And so the church that is not aligned with God can manipulate creational designs. That God wants it to look like this because it has not found expression in the earth. People can use prophetic power to manipulate something in the realm of the spirit. Because if it arrives here, it's done. Jacob was a master of manipulation. He knew that in the day when they will be sharing the wheel, they can't say, Esau, this is your own, and then he comes to grab it. That's an obvious way to steal from his brother. He can't present a birth certificate to say, I came first. But he understands that there are times when the alignments in the realm of the spirit, and in that day, a plate of porridge or red stew can be equal to birthright. Unfortunately for Esau, it was the day of his hunger. So the alignments were too much. And then the man said, oh, what is wrong in saying, I have a pot? But eat that side, let me eat this side. Let's not go there. When scripture says that we should not be like Esau, can you eat a pot of porridge? It meant that maybe Esau ate a little and walked away. Maybe they served him out of the pot. And that serving was equal to birthright. Because the man who was doing the serving, who owned the food, understood that his birthright has not started manifesting. Because the birthright does not take effect until they come into a plane of the blessing. So let me quickly cancel it before you get there. And in the day that Jacob got there, everything was against Jacob. He was not a master of killing what the father wanted. But the traitor birthright made the mother take sides with him. Even when Isaac heard his voice, he had to touch his body. It means he was in doubt. Isaac's communication was, this is the voice of Jacob. But when I smell, the smell is the smell of my son. If you are in between two positions, will you bless? Why did he bless? Somebody had redesigned the cloth in the spirit. So what they redesigned is what we join here. Be spiritual. Man, I don't join people that say you can't swap things in the spirit. I don't join them. I understand a few laws in that realm. That if it is still in the spirit, the outcome can be altered. Once it arrives here, we are limited. So that if John, you want two boys, and the ultrasound says girl, until the girl arrives, you can still walk. To say, I know it's a girl in the womb, but it's a boy we want. It's a boy we want. You've heard the story that my spiritual father's wife had quite a number of miscarriages. Right? Because there was a prophecy that there will be, and if you check, the prophecy is coming to pass, that the birth of his last boy will unlock the nations. And you've seen the nations unlock the minute that baby came. Every time the boy was coming, an abortion happened. You've heard the story. Someone appears and begins to wrestle with mama, and then once the person touches the stomach successfully, she sees blood. What heaven did was to swap the kind of baby that was coming. What did she give birth to? Because you can put a male ordination inside the girl. So that those who are watching, is it a boy? Is it a boy? Or is it a girl? It's not this one. It's not this one. And so this one does not attract warfare so that the baby can come. But a lady can carry a masculine oil. Let's not do this thing today. When we are finished praying, some people will babysit our utterances in prayer every day. They'll be like midwives. Why was Anna needed? Maybe it was Jesus they wanted to give birth to. Why did Anna spend that long time babysitting the baby? Why was it impossible for Simeon to die? His intercession had to continue until he saw. Even when God was coming, you know Jesus is God, a human being babysitted his arrival. So if it's revival we are praying for, when we have all the prophecies complete, some people will now sit as midwives. That's why women go for antenatal. Abi, they give drugs, they give minerals, they give vaccines, they do body checks, they give instructions. The babysitters must be in place. Else, what a generation prayed for, the fulfillment may be in another generation. Send us wisdom. Give me my next verse. My next verse. Okay, so verse 4. Now, the Bible says, Jerry, you want me to do something? Okay, your cloth is fine. That's what he wants me to see, I guess. These are the generations of the heavens. What the writer of Genesis, who, as we're told, is Moses. It was said to us that Moses placed a demand on God to see his face. But God had to hide him in the cleft of the rock. And so, even though God is eternal, his activities in the earth realm can be captured as past, present, future. You see that in Hebrews chapter 13. That should be verse 8. Speaking of Jesus, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It was putting an eternal being in earthly time frames. Are you with me? So the Bible said that he saw the backside of God, and even the backside of God is revelatory. It means any part of God that you see will bring light. And it is generally believed that it was the backside of God that he saw that exposed him to what we can call earth's yesterday in God's dimension. So he could write and say, the sun came because God said, let there be, even though it was not there. You see, the prophetic dimension is strange. And it's too... Don't be in a hurry to announce yourself. It is a set of giftings. It is an anointing. It is a throne. But it is also education. What we have seen is that there are many people who claim to be prophets have the anointing. They have a throne, so they have authority. They have gifts. And they are, because of the gifts, they become a gift to men. But there's not much education. The Bible begins to lecture us that the things we see physically are not original. The trees you see, the goat that you saw, because the one who was speaking in Genesis is not a man, it's not a being of the earth. Everything that was so, everything that was so in the realm that the speech happened. So the Bible said, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, verse 5. and every plant of the field before it was in the earth. It means they existed before they showed up in the earth. So there is a spiritual Nigeria and there will be a physical Nigeria. The damage we see on the landscape is because the spiritual Nigeria was damaged. And if it is damaged, we will see the damage. When we want to repair the nation, we will go back to the original and repair the original. And then the earth will mirror the original. So if you have not seen the original, you can't do business. That's why the intercessor is privileged not only to see what God is doing. I said he sees three kinds of knowledge. He sees what God is doing. He sees what the enemy is doing and intends to do. And then he understands the alignment of the one who is praying so that he can negate what the enemy is doing and align with what God is doing. Before it was in the field or in the earth, and every herb of the field. If you go to Genesis chapter 1, when God said these things, the Bible said it was so. But the Bible is saying between the time that it was said and the time that it manifested, there was a gap. In God's realm, it was existing. In our realm, it took time. Why did it take time? Because there was another facility that God was supposed to bring to find expression in the earth so that those things will be able to show up. And it is called the rain. So Bible says that for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man. There were two realities. The rain is premised on the existence of a man in the earth. My question is, was that man not created? Was that man not created? But it meant that the created man had not become the visible man. Adam was not in the earth when this thing happened. And because he was not in the earth, the rain could not fall. But God ensured that grass grew. So what did he do? Verse 6. Help me. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. So there was a degree of blessedness. There was a degree of prosperity in the earth. But until God finds his man, nothing happens. So as we pray, we must also decide to be the man of God. The man that can, whose existence can provoke the rain of heaven so that what we have labored into in prayer can find expression. That's not where I'm going, but keep my explanations in your head and then let me begin to teach. I was just trying to expand the Bible. There are tools of function that those who have been given access to God in intercession, in raising petitions, in supplicating, there are tools of function that these people must deploy in the day that the nations are viewed as being out of course. And I'm borrowing that word from Psalms chapter 82. When the nations were established, every nation was given a particular course to journey through, like in a relay race. Ultimately, everybody breasts the tape on the same finish line. But you know that the starting position of lane 1 and lane 8 are not the same. When we used to run, the people who in lane 1 used to feel that they are disadvantaged. Especially when it's a straight line. You see, when we get to the curve, the one on the outside lane will suffer to manage that curve. Actually, the safest lane is not one, because your curve becomes rather too sharp. The good lanes are 2, 3, 4. You are in the center. You find out that most of those who win races are centrally positioned. But that's for the athletes amongst us. Because there is a face of the woman over our nation. I won't say more than that. I believe that prophetically what it is saying to us, it's a day of birth. I'm not saying we're going to have a female president. Because every male athlete that has been laboring has been falling. In the last 2 days, we have had two male athletes not make it. The Shagam guy and the Edo guy. Ishagam guy made mouth. I watched the weighing in. If you see his height compared to that Ukrainian. But I saw the motivation of the Ukrainian. They are bombing his country. So he has aggression. He beat Anthony Joshua to a point that he cried. That he lost the fight. He said, I did everything to win this fight. How did you win me? That was the question he was asking. But you see how the ladies are mesmerizing everybody. And we trust God for them again this night. We can only trust God. But I'm saying that there are tools that you must have because you have access. In the day that you find out that like the run, the person on lane 1 is on lane 8 by certain providence. You know some people can't run straight. They just cross any line, can come from 8 and run at 4 and want to find it again. When you find out that a nation is like that, it means a nation runs. It can run fast, but it doesn't run as stipulated, so it receives no approval. When a nation is beginning to follow a path in destiny that is not their path. When a nation is trying to play big brother in Africa, I'm not saying play big brother, trying to secure other people, trying to lecture that people in security where you are not secure. When a nation is trying to teach some people how to conduct credible elections, know that it is the ordination to conduct credible elections. But they've not been able to find their way into the credibility of elections. When a nation says no vote buying, but they buy votes, even in primaries. It means that that nation is running out of course. When a pastor teaches holiness, but is impure. When a pastor teaches power, but is the slave of everything that can enslave a man. That's a life that is out of course. It means there's a notion of the stipulated route of travel, but there's insufficiency of power to be able to keep moving on that line. When nations are like that, those who have access to God must begin to labor with certain tools. And one of these tools, like God said to me, I don't plan during the week my start-up sermons. So I went to sleep around 11 o'clock and the Lord woke me up at 2:30 a.m. and began to lecture me on the hidden template of nations. So this was my 2 a.m. to 5:30, my 2:30 a.m. to 5:30. I just sat with my back on my pillow in Lagos and I began to write and I began to study scriptures and pull books together. It began to refresh in my heart certain bodies of knowledge that he had taught me before. One of these tools by which we can navigate in the day that we find out that a nation is out of course is called the hidden template of nations. That's the name he gave me, so I stay with that name. The hidden template of nations. For those who want to be slightly spooky, we can call it the original scroll. You know, when we use scroll, it's because we want to be spooky. So I beheld in the spirit, and I saw the ancient scrolls of Nigeria. It's not necessary. It's a right. Every nation, let's go by that way, has a parchment where their ordination was written. This is what this nation will contribute towards the kingdom. Because earth was designed originally to be a kingdom outpost. So every nation, all of us, first from the same blood, we were split by function. When God looks at the earth, he sees the earth as one earth. Just like when I look at your body, I see you as one body. But you have eyes. In the day that we tie your eyes or we put sunshade in your eyes, the body will begin to think that it is about to rain. Are you with me? Or if we take you into a virtual reality movie theater, we put a screen on your face, all of a sudden you can go, hey! And everybody's wondering, what is wrong with this guy now? Even your body is wondering that nothing is happening here. It's because your eyes went on a voyage. I was telling them in Lagos that internationally now there are 12D, not 4. but 12D movie theaters. That if it rains in the movie, your clothes will be wet. Yes. Because every aspect of that movie is built into the theater. There are small theaters, maybe just 14, 15 people. But if you are driving a car on a rough road in the movie, your chair will move to everything that happens in that movie. So your chair will also rock. May you not see the head of a snake close to you. You almost jump out. All, now the body begins to operate and people who are watching are wondering what is happening. I don't think there are some theaters in Ogbomoso, but I know there are two seats like that in ShopRite in Lorry. And you see how people act as though they are beside themselves. Because they are screaming and screaming and screaming. And when they take the thing off their face, they are like, but one thing, there's nothing to be afraid of. Only the eye went on a voyage. So if your nation is the eye nation, it means when you crack like that, every other nation who survives based on your sight begins to struggle to balance. For example, you see, Israel even now is a template nation. If anything bad happens in Israel, the world ripples after that order. If anything good happens in Israel, it happens to the world. I was sharing with my parents during the week. I said, one of the reasons why you see inflation in every nation of the world, even in China, companies are shutting down seriously. It's because this is a jubilee year in Israel. Every seventh year, Sabbath year, they don't invest, they don't do those things. The sixth year yields twice the profit, so that they eat the profit, one of it in the sixth year, one of it in the seventh year. But the jubilee year is the seventh of sevens. It means you have the effect of a Sabbath year, of seven Sabbath years in one year. The global economy will bleed. Because the Sabbath year is supposed to be a leveler, where the rich and the poor find their levels. So everything is expensive for everybody. Are you getting me? Once we cross the September line, Israel will need to start investing. And global economy will begin to normalize supernaturally. You don't need to do anything about it. Because of their posture. They are like a mirror in the earth. And that mirror status was received because they were in the structuring of that country. It was designed to mirror a spiritual kingdom. I'll share with Uncle Jonathan this morning. We're trying to flesh out together the spiritual nature as regards the mirroring that the nations are supposed to receive when they look at Nigeria. And I'll share a lot more on that tomorrow. That's what I was speaking about on the priesthood of nation building. Nations are supposed to come and see how we build. Not because we just pray, but because our prayer gives us the capacity to now download stuff. So they will see how to power through prayer and then receive the original templates of their nation. John, every family has a template. When you look critically at every family, there is a genre of expression that they bring to the rest of the people. Every tribe in Nigeria has a template. So when we begin to labor around existing alone, it's like the eye wants to isolate. It will see, but it will not have motion. Somebody says people in the East are more industrious than people in the West. I agree. But you see, industry without the West, we still cause trouble. We were put together. It's a body. That's why we are pro one nation. That's physically. In the spirit, the different tribes in this nation each have contributions. I know the East is praying, but it's an inheritance of the Southwest. Leave this our generation. Go and check our fathers. Go and see the kind of icons that came out of the Southwest. Even now, every major church in Nigeria, I mean the major ones, are hosted in the Southwest. every, the major ones. Let me know, the major ones. There are big churches in other parts too. And acknowledge what those men are doing. But many of those men who have big ministries, I mean globalized ministries, are captured here. I know you're thinking Christ Embassy. For me, the Edo people are our people. The next time you go to Benin, what's the name of the monarch in Benin? That will teach you something. That Odudu has scattered children that far. Is the Oba of Benin. Every part, the east have their own. The middle belt have their own. There is a strange sound, strength of spiritual sounds that comes out from the middle belt. Very strong. It's highly revelatory, but the weight of the sounds is strong. I know who sing in Southwest, but you have a congregation of such men in that region. They are either from there singing there or from there singing in another place. The reason why it is like that is that when God divided the earth, He was very strategic, so that every region, every city, every nation has a specific destiny. And that is what is captured in the hidden template. When men stop looking at it, they begin to create a nation that looks like another nation. So you can see spiritual men comparing Nigeria to US. They see the way America is developing. As though America does not have problems. Oh, see the way UK is distorted. The way spiritual men come and say, is it prayer that China prayed? You know, China, let's not go there. Let me leave it for my teachings. Do you know that the Chinese people are very spiritual? Ha! China! The average person thinks they are just intellectual. Their templates, you see, the mind is limited until it is helped by a spirit. Yes. When we use the word inspiration, it means that the spirit is involved. What the spirit did was to lighten the human spirit, and the human spirit begins to function with superhuman powers. Didn't you read from Job that there is a spirit in man, and it is the inspiration of the Almighty that giveth him understanding? There are men who are not inspired by the Almighty, but there will be another spirit that is inspiring. Understanding is not lodged in this realm. Basically, what we traffic is knowledge. Every time understanding happens, a spirit is involved. You can't connect two dots effectively by human understanding. We were not designed to be that strong. So it is not every nation that is powered by the spirit of our God. And so if they are not praying to our God in those nations, be not deceived. Every nation has things. Let me use a few scriptures. I was sharing last week from Genesis chapter 49. It lends me a little bit of wisdom so that we can pray. We'll be praying by 6:15. Wherever we get to, I will abort the rest and then we must pray. Genesis 49. Don't start from the beginning. Give me verse 14 and 15. We want to see what these things look like. Because we've been praying and we've been prophesying, so we want to put our prophecies into the accurate perspective. 14. Can we read together? Okay, so give me verse 12. Go to where this prophecy started. What's in 11? Go to the name. No. Go to the name before Isaac. Okay, you see the same thing repeated here. Let's go to... who is the one before Judah? you will find out that there is a pattern in the discussion. Issachar is, somebody say Issachar is, he was to tell them the things that will happen to them in the future. But he says Issachar is. What does Issachar is mean? He was reading from a manual. He didn't say Issachar will be. He was not foretelling. He didn't say, give me my verse 14 again so that I can be fast. I just wanted to show you the patterns. He said Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. If you look at a land where Issachar lived, you will find out that Issachar must have expressed in a valley between two mountains. But that's not where I'm going. I'm saying that he's not saying Issachar shall be. So he's not using prophetic power. He's saying that even though Issachar is one man, he's already telling us what Issachar represents in a realm. Let's read on. Next verse. And he saw, he will not see. He saw that rest was good and the land that it was pleasant, and he bowed his shoulder as though the things already happening now. He bowed his shoulder to bear and became a servant unto a tribute. What's the next verse? Do you see a difference? What did he say about Dan? He says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. It looked as though Dan's destiny was still up for grabs. What I want to establish is that in the communication of Jacob, it was a combination, and that's how the prophetic works. It was a combination of the perfected and the emotional. How did it start with Reuben? Give me Reuben. As we journey, we need to travel far so that we are reading and not talking. You see, Nigeria is not designed to look the way you want it to look. You must find the hidden template and then you must bring forth that template. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, settled. My might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Next verse. Unstable as water. This is an emotional thing because this is not the destiny of Reuben. He was speaking this way because Reuben had troubled him. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Do you think this was God's plan? It was because Moses understood that Reuben had a place. That Moses returned to say, let Reuben live. Because he found out in the books that the lot of Reuben was not extinction. It was existence. That's why you must be able to read. What are the young in Nigeria designed to look like? I believe that you see the second stanza of our national anthem was downloaded. It was not written by any man. That man was gifted revelation. Can you see the way it is? Oh God of direct, it is with the understanding that the cause of Nigeria is a noble one. So it says, guide our leaders right. Help our youth the truth to know, because they were designed to be a mysteries of truth. We are shouting corruption now and wickedness, but in the template it is said that it is in love and honesty that we will grow. If we restore back to Nigeria the things that were mentioned in this verse, we will become that great nation. Living just, that's anti-corruption. And he says, if we put those things in place, great and lofty heights, we will attain to build a nation. So this is a nation building template captured as the second stanza of the national anthem. I don't know why they chose that first one. Because we don't have many compatriots in this nation. People are for themselves. Let's sing the first one.
Arise, O.
Dissect this first stanza, you will find out that everything that was proposed to exemplify our realities as patriotic Nigerians has been crushed. Everything here. There's no peace, there's no unity. People are not serving their father's land. The land has replaced house, or house has replaced land. Every man is towards his father's house. The call of the nation has become silent. The call of the soul is what people hear now. What else is there? To serve with love, strength, and faith, there are few who even have faith in our nationhood. He says the labors of our heroes past shall never be in vain. If our heroes, people like Awolowo, or people like Nnamdi Azikiwe, if they stare in the grave, they will stare weeping. People like Ladoke Akintola, they will weep. People like Abaka Tafa Balewa, they will weep because they didn't see a fragmented nation. They didn't see a corrupt nation. But we are giving hope in the second stanza that when it scatters, there will be a route to recovery. Why is the second stanza of our national anthem a prayer? And why did this person not appeal to a product? He went back into the spirit realm and begins to call God the God of. I don't know if you are seeing the things I'm seeing. But we were given a way out of this. It's not a cul-de-sac. It's not a close. The road continues. Because when you have finished singing this one, if you put your lips on the second one, then you begin to. They have shown us the path of recovery that was left on God's table. We have stayed long in this quagmire because we are trying to solve a problem that was not designed to be solved mentally. It was supposed, our nation was designed in the day that we desire recovery to be brought before God, the God of creation. I found out that there are not too many gods across the world who are referred to as the God of creation. Most of those lesser gods have mastered certain aspects of creation. So there is a God who has mastered thunder, but he didn't create. There is a one of the waters, but he did not create. It means that in the day that people put their confidence in these lesser gods to trouble our nation, there is still a place to go. For I shall lift my eyes up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. He's still the maker. He's still the maker. Even in our national anthem, we were given a way out. The question is, how long will we labor in darkness when there is light at the back of this door? The template is close. It's close. A day must come when we will drop the driver's steering, when we will drop the reins of the horse and say to the one that forged us, direct our noble course. We know it looks like we will self-destruct, but we understand that in the original templates, our course was noble. We were shaped as kings. Oh, Kabahatika Samaniva. May
Here I cry, Lord, a nation cries to you. We cry, Hosanna, let salvation come to us. Here I cry, a generation cries to you. We cry, Hosanna. We cry, Hosanna, let salvation come to us. Here I cry, here I cry, a generation cries to you. We cry, Hosanna, let salvation come to us. Generation cries to you. Oh, we cry, Hosanna. Let salvation come to us.
Two more times.
Here I cry. A generation cries to you. Salvation come to us. Here I cry. A generation cries to you. We cry.
We cry, O Son.
Let salvation come to us. So here I cry.
Here I cry.
A generation. Salvation come to us. Here I cry.
To keep our nation like this. It was in the days of their grief they cried out, Benoni! And so bitterness began to define the nation. But there is a template that is superior to our bitterness because it was given before we became bitter. There is a template that is superior to our excitement because before we ever showed up to be excited, then our nation was carved in the heart of God. And we want to say to him, Lord, show us. Show us. Show us what you wrote about Nigeria. And as a nation, we will work in it. One last scripture. One last scripture. You can give me Jeremiah chapter 42. Hi. Don't worry. In a day of peace, I will teach this thing. reason why we must be strategic is simple. When we began these prayers, we were carrying out the assignment of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, from about verse 8 to 10. Just leave this, give me the Jeremiah 42. You will find out, and if you remember, I said that there are four destructive operations that must be carried out. You must overthrow, you must throw down, you must pull down, you must destroy. There are only two opportunities to see what you want to see. And it is first that you will build, and then you will plant. Building is the creation of structures. So it is inanimate establishment. Are you with me? Planting is establishing things that are living. It means to create structures, and then we will cause the birthing of a people that will inhabit the structures. When it is time to build and to plant, you must be strategic. Because when a payloader, you know what a payloader is, or an excavator comes, you want to pull down a house, there's no organized pattern. Any point that it hits, the house comes down. When you want to build, you can't arrange blocks haphazardly. It has to be strategic. If you don't know the plan, what you will create is a construction, but it will not serve the purpose that it's supposed to serve. So we must see what God wants us to look like. And when we see it, we can prophesy it. I was in Lagos. When I finished my first session at the Citadel, we entered a room, and we were many. I was with many of their pastors. Pastor B is not in the nation. I think he's in the US. But many of their senior pastors came around, including the one who preaches when he's not around. And we're all sharing. And everybody was, they started first by beating me down. Kai! You are in Ogbomoso, because they know this town like the back of their hand. That no wonder you pray like that. No wonder you fast like that. And then a young man shows up. You see, God lost Lauteko. This young man that showed up was the one that started your LJCM General Fellowships. He was the one that pioneered the student arm of the chapel. It's one of their top pastors there. Because they run a governmental system. So in Citadel, he's called the Senate President. They have legislators, they have senators like that in that building. And then he began to tell me the story of how the Christian community began to suffer attacks. We spoke for over an hour. You heard of an invasion of an invisible man that was raping ladies? Tombolo or something. It was during his time in school. So, what they did, how they shut down that move in darkness, he told me for nights, all of them were walking around the school, prayer vigils. How this school became strong, I heard it in about 1 hour 30 minutes. And how the enemy began to come in, I heard it within that 1 hour 30 minutes. Was a BSF member. If you don't know what it looks like, you will not be given the right tools to restore. Because God didn't send us to create a nation. Our intercession is a restoration. How did it look from the beginning? A day came when a people gathered unto the prophet, and this is what they said. The Bible says, then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan the son of Karea, and Jezaniah the son of Hoshiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near. What did they come to do? And said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God. Even for this remnant, the ones that bandits did steal, the ones that terrorists did not abduct, the ones that the kidnappers did not catch up with, the ones that did not fall by the corona. If you are alive in Nigeria now, then you are the remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thy eyes do behold us. What was the request in prayer? That the Lord thy God may shew us the way wherein we may walk. There is a way that you have ordained for us. Show us. And the thing that we may do, there is a kind of existence that you ordained for us. There is an activity. There is what a Nigerian looks like and there is what a Nigerian does. We want to stay with your request. And as a nation approach unto God, there is a way that you have ordained for our nation. And we are asking that in this day you will show it. Let our prophet see it. That says us, catch it. Can you lift up your voice to Jesus? Oh, pick your guitar. We want to see it. We want to see it. For show me the way that I may follow. Show me the way that you have trod. Show us the way that we may follow. See, we've been beaten and battered and broken, but we'll not stop until we find you. Just show us the way that we may follow. Lord, show us the way that you have trod. Show us the way that we may follow. See, we've been beaten and battered and broken and turned, but we'll not stop until we find you. That's the cry. We want to see the way. Open our eyes. We want to see. We want to see. There is a template that defined our nationhood. Akombeki shakata. I panto makabatosia. Lepakapata. Lakapata kibarakata tokamampata. Ampe papa baba. Etape sapen tobian tabarata. Apapila papababo. Efakapa papa setapa. Eponti kambaso kaba. Epalataba babirata. Etambreta. Etapapaliante. Esete pepapa. Akomba kumbakatata. Ekavakapampapa. Akwakatata bokatoratada. Efatapa papaya. We understand that we have been called to prophesy. But tonight we ask for sight. Ah, come here, telecobescrepeta. Ila caparata capatata kipatata. Epate basadita. Ayata capumba. Epapata pantequata. Atata pela. Efa capa papa. Let the prophet see. Let the prophet see. Let the multi streams of the prophetic begin to furnish with insight into the writings of heaven. Mamanota, epomeno topotina kapombia kapo, atoto osha, ekopoto kopato koto ata, araka papa papa papa, etopambia papa, apapam sebeneta, elapem patato, epapobolotomba, abrata papa biva, efata memba papa papa, papa papa, epati papa ni kapa papa koto, ayata papa ro. Rakatatatatatoya, Efe kabe pate kaba penoto, Akamintombe kulataba, Ekapalembataya, let our eyes see the template, let our eyes see the template, Ifatatatata, let the books of our nation that have been lodged in the spirit, Iaparatai, Rakatatapapa, Apepatatata, Apalakwa, Rafa. Before the day
ways that the books were manipulated. Show us the original manuals of our nation that we may prophesy. Ayatababo, ekomen bilang papa pamba parasata, raka papa papa tata. The right things that furnished us with nobility, the right things that furnished us with unity, the right things that furnished us with power. Let the books be open. Let the books be open. Let the days of your anger, oh God, come to an end over the nation of Nigeria. Let the prophets see. Ayata pata tata, raka tata tita pai, elopai, elopai, elopai. Elopai, Shapa Lapa, Tapiriata, Repa Papa, the Tebelatua, Akapapapo, Epeta Papayos, Equa Pela, Pela, Akametombe Ababila, Lepra Panetaba, Apreta Papa Notatua, Tofetepe, Elepepena, 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 Isapa Penatomba Peratulia, Antapreto Tokavantecuma, Akapaponi Camboria, Ranka Patate, Epepapeto, Epastepa, Ekuman Petam Belecuta, Afata Papacoto, Etoria Caprapaco, Efretetoria, Ilakipapata, before the day that the sorcerers began to conjure another template, Iatambe, Ratapapata, that which you transmitted into our nation, we want to see that we may prophesy, Iratapapata, Iate, Iate, Ekonepata, Aposata Para, Ratapapata, before our nation was gifted to strange spirits, before the waters of the Niger became a temple of darkness, before the Zuma Rock became a temple of darkness, before the waters of the Atlantic began to spill out a governmental force, Eyabo, Atosanto, Taranate, Ilapapata, Ibrate Pariatatata, before the serpent in Daura began to give forth an essence. Oh my! Before Okita became a stronghold, Leparatatilas, oh, source, keep my scripture up, keep my scripture up. If I come up, be back. Shende Kobalante Atemimoke Master. Show us the way wherein we were ordained to walk. O Mamando Sa Lepakamonte Lebekaba. Ah Komelete Iskabantaba Lefetande Lekabrata Pomba. By the outpouring of your spirit. Oh, let men begin to prophesy. Let men begin to prophesy. We decree that this is a day of prophetic access. Of prophetic access. The scrolls, the books, the parchments become visible. We can read again. We can... Oh, Shenomo Kominakata. Ante mai eva kaso pelara mate brante fantane. So. Lord, we choose your way. Keep praying. In the midst of this storm, we choose your way. In the midst of this storm, oh, show me your way that we may walk in your truth. Oh, show us your way that we may walk in your truth. We choose your way in the midst of this storm. He
restore me. But there is a way, there is a way. We choose your way in the midst of this storm. Oh, show us your way that we may work in your truth. Show us your way. Epaka Bastetata Batedraskate Baketondaskaya Abaketa Basabalanta Abakoska Mbahate Epakrapaska Bebai Batekosa Matekabai Ibrabadasto Bahaminotata Apilantaba Minato Ekonda Sami Paska Batete Babo Ebrete Bikabataha Ibomimo Esame Bakabatai Babataba Matabala Ratata Bambo Eva Sababila Ababi Fratai Eto Kampombe Eko Kotokaso Ekwato Kampanatolia Bakos Mata Bakos Mata Mika Brata Kapo Enfanta Barotas. To ask that the Lord recommissions the prophetic in Nigeria. There was a time in Israel when things got bad. Many times because of the giftings of sight, of the giftings of hearing, and the ability to perceive solutions. The prophets or the prophetic company are the last to feel the heat in every territory. Are you with me? Go lower, Oba. Let me explain a few things. I have taught us that in the body of Christ there are many prophetic, the possibility of prophetic existence is not one stream. So we have the office of the prophet. Actually begins with the prophet, okay, the office of the prophet, because it's a download from heaven. We have what we call the prophetic nature of the believer. Every one of us can perceive the kingdom, so in that way we are prophetic. Are you with me? The office of the prophet, the prophetic nature of the believer. We have captured in the gifts of the Holy Spirit a gift that is called the gift of prophecy. It doesn't make you a prophet, it's just a gift. Well, let me not put just. It's a gift. And it's a major one. There is also what we call the spirit of prophecy. So that in case the utterance of God needs to come, there's a heavy download that is supposed to descend. A download that is beyond the pay grade of the prophetic nature of the believer. Because all of these dimensions, all of these streams have a pay grade. There are things that God will not say to you about Nigeria until you enter a mood. A prophet will know it. Because of his office. Are you with me? If God does not find a prophet in his accurate location, does not find one that has the gift of prophecy, what God will do is to look for a believer who operates the prophetic nature and will superimpose upon that believer what we call the spirit of prophecy. So that if in your normal knowledge, Oba, you know that if there's no cloud, there will not be rain. So if God tells you normally that there will be rain today, you will doubt him. But when the spirit of prophecy comes, it comes like you're under the influence of alcohol. There will be no rain, no cloud, but you will say, rain is falling now, and it will fall. So the operation of the spirit of prophecy, what it does is that it bypasses your doctrinal knowledge, it bypasses what you know, and it just brings forth an utterance. Four, right? There is also what is available to all of us is called the more sure word of prophecy. So that means if you can't hear it, you can read it. So that if there are dark areas in your life and you are trusting God for a word, if you can't hear it, you can find it. It is written. And that it is written based on the grading is the most is the most tested. It means if you have your Bible, you can live the rest of your days without knowing anything more. Somebody said to me this afternoon, "Sir, I've not found my purpose." I said, if you choose the path of obedience, and every time he talks to you, you obey him, 20 years time you look back and find out that all those obediences gave you a pattern of purpose. The problem with our nation, you see, if adversity tarries, even the prophet can become self-preserving. Are you with me? If the famine tarries, even the prophet will become self-preserving. And I'm not saying there are no true prophets, but many prophets have gone the way of gain because they also want to be alive. If a prophet dies, do they prophesy in death? So many of them have gone the way of rationalization, that if I'm hungry, I can't prophesy. So they have built a lot of the prophetic around survival, personal, and survival for people, immediate needs. Because if I prophesy that you buy a car tomorrow, if you buy a car, at least you give me money for battery. So that God can be burdened about a nation and the people cannot see it. That was the case of the great prophet Elijah. He was minding his business while in the city people were already sharing children. And so the king summoned, "Get me the head of the prophet." We would rather not have a prophet than have one who cannot solve our problem. Because captured in the reality of a prophet is your natural ability to bring solutions. Ah, Lord, send us prophets. Send us prophets. We are not saying send us a new set of prophets. We are saying recover. Yes, recover the prophetic expression. The Bible says as the feet of the messengers of the king approached unto him, the prophet, because of survival, he activated and said, "Tell the king by this time tomorrow." Now, every time I have used this verse of scripture, I have operated with one burden. The burden is, Elijah, did you need to wait for them to eat their children? You mean you had the key into tomorrow? It probably could have been any tomorrow. By this time tomorrow. What he did was to look in the heavens. And the picture in the heavens is that Israel is not supposed to experience famine. And what he did was to synchronize the days of heaven with the days of the earth. Send us prophets. Men who are not self-preserving. Men who understand why they were called and they can call a nation back to alignment. Strengthen their utterances. Strengthen their feet. Cause their hands not to be weary in these days. Lift them up. Put your words in their mouths that you may plant the heavens and establish the earth and say unto this great nation, you are my people. Oh, Sakababo Bekatoai, Kopela Stampa Katoa, Atika Perakoto Kapaheta, Ifakata Bekampe Kuta Sata, Ekampe La Kubra Katombra Hatakai, Afika Beta, Bekombi Kate, Ekombeti Itapakasa, Atata Parakapote Pondai. Amen. 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 The Lord is saying to me, we can't arrive alone. We can't arrive alone. There are prophets that have walked our nation. I want to ask that a gate be opened in the spirit. And that the spirits of these just men made perfect will come and superimpose their dimensions on the prophetic dimension in Nigeria. Men like Prophet Babajide. Men like Prophet Oyelami. Men like Prophet Akonde. Let the gates of the prophetic be open. By acknowledgement, oh God, we join forces with the essence of our fathers in the spirit. Oi sopate bantami tomande santi bamba hambolateya fano tai campo pakesto baki bate kombri ante tuza sata balakumbai bakampe vitato akopitoria katos epomi rata kapombes. Okay. Okay. So that we can move. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, we can all be seated. If you know that you have been called into the office of the prophet, you can stand. Called into the office of the prophet. If you are not in the office, if you know that you have been gifted the gift of prophecy, I want you to stand. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let those ancient gates of the prophetic, not just here, but even those listening online, and those who will listen to this sermon, let the gates be open. We join realities with our fathers in the spirit. Like the portion of Elijah came on Elisha. I ask that in these next 2 minutes, there will be a download. There will be a download. It will bring sight. It will bring the weight of words. It will bring hearing. It will bring creative ability. It will bring restorative ability. It will bring deliverance. As I count 1 to 7, let generations in the prophetic be merged together. Let the young be clothed in the garments of the old. Omakia somikata mante tete kopila kabariate. Holy Ghost, 1. Holy Ghost, 2, 3. Let the spirit alight upon men. Let their mantles be possessed. Let their mantles be possessed. 4. Holy Ghost, 5, 6. Now 7. All over this building, inside, outside, online, let garments be worn. Let garments be worn. Let garments be worn. Asate tame vakabrakate lanto impate basame tobayata. We bridge the generations. We bridge the generations. We bridge the generations. Oh. Oh.
osame banka polanta brabraka bambate veki bakabai bakestambe abela kotamba somai. Cloth, 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 cloth.
Oh, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Now, I do not know who these men are. I actually mentioned only three, but there are five men that I see in my spirit. There is one who leads this prophetic company, all of them in white, with sashes. Four of them come bearing garments. The one who is in front wearing the garments. Jesus, I ask that by mercy, you'll be more intentional with us. These ones that you have decided to clothe tonight, can you help me find them? Lead the procession to them and wear them. That from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, they begin to operate by the energies of this ancient man. Holy Ghost. 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 Let these men and women, let my brethren be one as a point of contact unto that which you are doing across our nation. That there is a recovery of the true prophetic. There is a recovery of the potent prophetic. That our nation can be brought out of this quagmire by the instrumentality of the prophet. For it was by a prophet that you brought them forth. And by a prophet you preserved them. That these two realities of bringing forth and preservation. Thank you, Father. So to every one of you who plays host to the gift of prophecy and who has been called into the office of the prophet, I open a gate of strange encounters. Let the ones that came bearing garments begin to come into your space as by the Spirit of God. Let the graces that they carried in the days of their mortality, graces that have been made perfect in glory, let them be warned that the glory of the latter may be greater than the former. Let their mantles of prayer, let their mantles that predisposed unto a life of purity and consecration rest upon you in the name of Jesus. May you see far. May you speak with weights. And may our nation be aligned with that which is written concerning us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Maybe sit. Give me that verse of scripture that I quoted last by a prophet. By prophet. This structure must be added to the rebirth of our nation. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he was preserved. The Bible did not say by prophecy. It means that the person of the prophet, the emergence of a prophet is designed to be the end of captivity. If a prophet shows up, a bringing out is occasioned. He doesn't need to speak. That's why we need prophets to emerge. The enemy came and sowed tares, but we provoke a day of harvest in the spirit. that the wheat is gathered into the garner and the chaff is burnt with unquenchable fire. It is at that dimension is purified. Oh God, oh God, oh God. That dimension is purified. They will emerge for a bringing out. They will also emerge for sustenance. No longer, no longer would we lack the word of the Lord concerning our nation. And the Lord will begin with those that are in the house. He'll begin with those that are in the house. You will find out that now you can operate stronger than you came. Oh, Jesus. We want to see only through your eyes. Help me sing that song. We want to know your ways.
Take me to the place where you
take me to the cleft of the rock.
That is higher than I.
Prophetic right now.
Sinners,
giving ears, and I yield their heart. Aya, come in, Mama, Donas Katana, purify, sinners,
giving
ears, and I yield their heart. Let me see you lead, Lord, and I will follow you. Only let me hear, only let me hear you speak, Lord, and I will follow you. Only let me see you lead, Lord, and I will follow you. Only let me hear. Only let me see. Only let me see. Only let me hear you. One more time, just let me see. Only let me hear you. I will speak. The north will hear, the south will hear, the east will hear, the west will hear. My sound will go far into governmental palaces, and I will not speak to inform. I will not speak to inform. I will speak to create. For another day is upon you, a day of establishment, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And I will establish, contrary to the will of men, for my ears have heard the cries of my people, and my eyes have beheld those that spitefully use them. And I will come to do what only I can do. It is a doing day. It is a doing day. It is a doing day. Forget ye the former things. Consider not the things of old. For behold, I do a new thing, saith the Lord. And now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I make a roadway in the wilderness. And rivers, yes, rivers, yes, rivers. For the land of scarcity shall soon become the land of plenty. I bring abundance in its season, and this day I favor your nation. Oh, let me hear. Let me hear. You speak, Lord. We will follow you.
are grateful. We are grateful. Who is there like you? No God above you. I lift the earth to worship you. So who is there like you?
Cannot arrive if she's not carried. But tonight there is a resurrection, but it doesn't end there. There is a carrying. Lazarus has come forth, but certain men will take off the grave clothes
to walk on stormy seas.
Help. Thank you. Thank you. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? This is what the margins of our nation will look like. The nations of the world will be wondering. They thought we're going to be a wilderness nation forever. But thus saith the Lord, it shall not happen. It shall not come to pass. The testimony will rather be Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, not alone, but leaning upon her beloved? It will be a word, a question in the community of nations. We thought the nation was going to waste. Nigeria, how did you survive? I understand why he created us here. It was for a time such as this. That heaven will hear a cry perpetually until God comes to bear us. We have come to an end of ourselves. Come, thou bearer of men, and bear us out.
Oh, you raise us up to glory and meaning.
Master,
you raise us up.
Of death, come from the plains of chaos. You were ordained for peace. Us alive, that in our lifetime we will experience a great nation. Let the rod of the wicked that has brought calamity on our nation break. Let the peace and unity, the fabrics of our making, let them begin to find expression. Like we prayed, let the coverings of the wicked no longer be coverings. Let the heat of the sun catch up with their coverings. Let them be taken away. Let it be a day of exposure, a day of retribution, that those that mourn may be comforted. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. You may please be seated. Thank you, God.
We are strong when we are on
that time. You raise us up so we can stand on mountains.
That's where we stand.
You raised us up. It's to work on stormy seas. We are strong. Now we're standing on your shoulders.
You have repositioned us to be carried.
You raised us up to more than we can be.
Oh, carried nation. Carried nation. Carried nation. Our feet no longer is burned by the scorching heat from the sounds of time. We are carried. We come leaning upon the beloved. Let the one who paid the price of our recovery as a nation in his blood carry us.
For where you are is where we want. What you do is what we do. What you see is what we see. So carry us on the wings of your wind. Where you are is where we want. What you do, we want to do. What you see, we want to see. Carry us on the wings of the wind. Carry us, carry us, carry us to the place where you are. Carry us, carry us, carry us on the wings of the wind.
Thank you, Father. Let the signs on the landscape be proof that you have started carrying us. So you can start with the educational sector. Break, break, break. Put a finality to this federal government ASU thing. You can creep into our economy and arrest our inflation rate. When you come to the political sector, Lord, it's time to sit some people down. Come to your church. Let those who have stayed with you come into a day of glorification. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. You may please be seated. Let's attempt the second part.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN. Located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.